From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition, Colonel Ryan Dillon, said Tuesday that pockets of Islamic State group militants remain in the Syrian city of Raqqa and warned that U.S.-backed Syrian forces would face some resistance.
ISIS is losing its grip. After more than 4 months of operations, Raqqa is more than 90% cleared. We are aware of the reports that ISIS has been defeated in Raqqa. However, clearance operations continue, and we expect our Syrian Democratic Force partners to hit pockets of resistance as the final parts of the city is cleared.
The Syrian Democratic Forces said the fighting was over and it was clearing the city's stadium of mines and any remaining militants. The Baghdad government recaptured territory across the breadth of northern Iraq from Kurds on Tuesday, making rapid gains in a sudden campaign that has shifted the balance of power in the country almost overnight. Scarlett Vitanovich reports.
The Kurds have held a wide crescent of territory in northern Iraq after helping drive out Islamic State fighters, but have been rolled back by Iraq's lightning-quick campaign. Even pulling out of a long-disputed area near the Iranian border, this swift takeover continued on Tuesday as Iraqi forces reclaimed territory across northern Iraq, pushing open a new front in the country's 14-year civil war and sparking a jump in global oil prices.
That was reporter Scarlett Vitanovich. A federal judge in Hawaii has blocked President Donald Trump's latest order restricting travel, which was to go into effect Wednesday. The ruling prohibits restrictions on travelers from Chad, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen, but does not interfere with restrictions on North Korea or Venezuela. This is VOA News.